ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ففي هذه الجلسة أعلق فيها إن شاء الله تعالى على حديث توبة كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، in this gathering inshallah I will have a brief commentary on the narration regarding the repentance of كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه.
وهذا من ضمن الأحاديث التي ذكرها النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين.
And this is one of the narrations that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his book Riyad al-Salihin.
وهذا الحديث من الأحاديث الصحيحة الشهيرة.
And this narration is one of the very well-known and authentic narrations.
وقد خرج هذا الحديث البخاري في صحيحه وكذا الإمام مسلم.
And this narration has been reported by both Bukhari in his authentic compilation and the Imam Muslim in his as well.
قال وعن عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك وكان قائد كعب رضي الله عنه.
And on the authority of Abdullah ibn Ka'b ibn Malik, and he was used to lead Ka'b around رضي الله عنه.
من بنيه حين عمي، يعني أنه هو الذي اختص برعاية أبيه.
So this son of his, the son of كعب بن مالك, Abdullah, he used to take care of his father كعب and lead him around after he lost his vision.
وكعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه كان من خيرة أصحاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه was one of the most virtuous of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's companions.
وقد شهد جميع المشاهد مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا غزوة بدر.
And he was in all of the battles with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم except for the battle of Badr.
وكذا غزوة تبوك.
And the battle of Tabuk.
وكان شاعرا محسنا.
And he was a very good poet.
ورجلا صالحا.
And a righteous man.
ولما كبر في السن ذهب بصره.
So when he grew older, his vision, he lost his vision.
فكان ابنه عبد الله يقوم على خدمته ويقوده.
So his son Abdullah used to take care of him and lead him.
قال رحمه الله سمعت كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه يحدث بحديثه حين تخلف عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك.
عبد الله, he said, I heard كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه telling his story of the incident when he stayed behind and didn't go with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the battle of Tabuk.
يعني حين تأخر عنها فلم يلحق بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
Meaning when he didn't go to the battle and didn't accompany the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions and was late.
قال كعب رضي الله عنه لم أتخلف عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة غزاها قط إلا في غزوة تبوك.
كعب رضي الله عنه he said I never stayed behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in any battle that he went to except for the battle of Tabuk.
غير أني قد تخلفت في غزوة بدر ولم يعاتب أحد تخلف عنه.
Except for the battle of Badr, I was absent in that, but nobody was held, nobody was blamed for being absent in that particular battle.
يعني لم يعاتب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا المسلمون هذا الذي تخلف ما هو سبب؟
Meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muslims they did not blame anyone for being absent during this battle. The battle of Badr.
ما هو؟ لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما خرج في الأصل يريد الغزوة والقتال.
What is the reason for that? It is because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم originally the original plan was that he was going out to battle.
وهو قد خرج صلى الله عليه وسلم في عدد فوق 300.
And he had gone in a group of men, he had with him a group of companions, about 300 of them.
والقوافل التجارية لا يكون فيها هذا العدد من الحرس.
And the caravans, the merchant caravans, they usually don't have guarding them this amount of people.
ممكن يكون معهم 50 حارسة, 50 حارسا.
Maybe they might have about 50 guards with the caravan.
بحيث إذا رأوا هذا الجيش يسلموا القافلة.
To the point that if they see this army, then they would hand over and they would forfeit the caravan.
فكان العدد كافيا لأخذ هذه القافلة.
So the amount of people that he had with him, it was enough and sufficient to take this caravan.
قال رضي الله عنه إنما خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والمسلمون يريدون عير قريش يعني القافلة التي كان عليها أبو سفيان رضي الله عنه.
كعب رضي الله عنه went on to say the Prophet صلى الله, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم meaning in the battle of Badr and the Muslims they went with the intention of taking the caravan of Quraysh meaning the caravan that Abu Sufyan رضي الله عنه was in.
قال حتى جمع الله تعالى بينهم وبين عدوهم على غير ميعاد.
So they were intending to take the caravan of Quraysh and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined between them, caused them and their enemies to meet, meaning in battle without a predetermined time.
يعني أنه لم يكن تواعد مع المشركين أن يقاتلهم.
Meaning he was not, he had not had a, he had not agreed with the mushrikeen to fight with them.
ولا خرج مستعدا لذلك.
Nor did he go out ready for such a battle.
قال الله تعالى ولو تواعدتم لاختلفتم في الميعاد ولكن ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if you all were to have had in a prior date set, then you would have differed in the date. But Allah brought you together in this way so that He would fulfill something that He had predestined.
قال كعب رضي الله عنه ولقد شهدت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة العقبة حين تواثقنا على الإسلام وما أحب أن لي بها مشهد بدر وإن كانت بدر أذكر في الناس منها.
كعب رضي الله عنه went on to say, and I was there the night with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the night of Al-Aqaba, when we all pledged allegiance and took oaths upon Islam. And I do not wish that I had been in the Battle of Badr in exchange for being there that night, even though the Battle of Badr is more popular amongst the people.
وَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ شَهِدُوا بَدْرًا هُمُ النُّقَبَاءَ الَّذِينَ يُمَثِّلُونَ الْأَنصَارِ في مناصرتهم لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتعاقدهم معه على ذلك لما كان في مكة.
And this night of Al-Aqaba, this allegiance, it was when some nominated individuals of the believers of the Ansar, who were to represent the Ansar, they came and pledged allegiance to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والعقبة هذه صخرة كبيرة في منى.
And العقبة it is a big boulder that is found in منى.
وتواثقوا على الإسلام يعني مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبايعوه على ذلك وعلى النصرة.
And they pledged allegiance and took an oath of Islam, meaning they pledged allegiance to him and to aid him and give him victory.
وقال إن شهودي ليلة العقبة أحب إلي من كوني شهدت بدرا.
And he is saying, Ka'b is saying that me being there during that night of Al-Aqaba, during that allegiance, it is more beloved to me than if I were to have been in the Battle of Badr.
لأن تلك الليلة كانت مخيفة وكان عدد الأنصار قليلا بالنسبة للمشركين ولو اطلع عليهم المشركون لأبادوهم.
Because the amount of the Ansar, their numbers were very few, and the Mushrikun, they were very numerous, and if the Mushrikun had known what it was they were doing, and that night was a very scary night, so if the Mushrikun had known what they were doing, they would have killed all of them.
وبدر أذكر في الناس لأن الله ذكرها في القرآن.
And Badr, it is more popular amongst the people because it was mentioned by Allah in the Quran.
وسمى غزوة بدر يوم الفرقان.
And Allah named the battle of Badr as the day of the day of differentiating.
وانتشر صيت الإسلام بعد غزوة بدر.
And the story of Badr became very popular after and well known after the battle.
وصار للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولجنده هيبة بين الناس.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his army had been feared after this battle.
وصار يحسب له ألف حساب.
And the people started to take him very seriously.
فقد قتل في غزوة بدر 70 من صناديد قريش وكبارهم.
Because in the Battle of Badr, 70 of the noblemen of Quraysh were killed.
قتل أبو جهل.
Abu Jahl was one of them who was killed.
وأمية بن خلف.
And Umayyah ibn Khalaf.
وغيرهم من كبار المشركين.
And others of the very high-ranking noblemen of the Mushrikeen.
Walid ibn Utba.
Walid ibn Utba as well.
وعتبة بن ماذا؟ عتبة بن الربيع أو هكذا نسيت اسمه. الوليد هو أبوه عتبة.
And Walid and his father Utba.
يعني أناس كبار في أعين المشركين ولهم منزلة في قريش وكلهم قتلوا في ذلك اليوم.
Meaning these individuals were noblemen in Quraysh and they were killed on that day.
على كثرة المشركين وقلة المسلمين.
And this, even though, in spite the large numbers of the mushrikeen and the few numbers of the Muslimin.
قال كعب رضي الله عنه وكان من خبري حين تخلفت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك.
And Ka'b رضي الله عنه went on to say, and from the things that occurred and my story on the regarding the day when I stayed behind and did not accompany the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the battle of Tabuk.
أني لم أكن قط أقوى ولا أيسر مني حين تخلفت عنه في تلك الغزوة. يعني كنت ميسور الحال، كنت قوي البدن صحيحه، ما لي عذر في التخلف.
Meaning, he went on to say, I was not stronger nor more wealthy than the day I was ever in my life than I was that day when I was absent and stayed behind from going to the battle of to go into that particular battle. Meaning I was very strong, I had my health very strong in my body, and I had wealth.
والله ما جمعت قبلها راحلتين قط حتى جمعتهما في تلك الغزوة.
He said, I swear by Allah, I had never had two riding animals at the same time except during that battle. I had, يعني he was so wealthy that he had two riding animals.
وهذا يدل على أنه ميسور الحال.
And this is an evidence to indicate that he was in a state of wealth.
والراحلة هنا المراد به الإبل.
And what's intended here by the riding animal is the camel.
الصالح للسفر المعد لذلك.
And the camel which is good enough to travel on and prepared for.
ولم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد غزوة إلا ورى بغيرها.
And the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not ever used to intend to go to a particular battle except that he acted like he was going to go somewhere else.
حتى كانت تلك الغزوة يعني أظهر أنه يريدها.
Except for this battle. In this battle he it was clear and he clarified where he was going exactly.
ومن سياسة الحرب أنه لا يظهر للناس المعركة التي يريدها حتى لا يستعد العدو لقتاله.
And of the politics of battle and of the strategies of wars that the individual does not let the enemy know which battle and which place they are going to go to, so that lest the enemy hear of that and prepare themselves.
لكن هو ذهب يريد قتال قوم عددهم كبير جدا.
But he went to fight a people who were very, very numerous.
ودولة قوية قائمة.
And a very strong state that was established.
والجنود متوافرون.
And the troops were very numerous.
لذلك لا حاجة لإخفاء ذهابه إليها.
So in this point, there was no point in him hiding this information and not disclosing it.
بل أراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن ينتشر الخبر بمسيره إلى بلاد الروم.
Rather, he wanted the news to spread that he was going to the Roman state.
لأن هذا ينشر الرعب في قلوب العدو.
Because this will put fear, strike fear into the hearts of the enemies.
لأنهم سيقولون لا يمكن يتجرأ أحد على دولة قوية إلا إذا كان عنده سر أو عنده قوة خاصة.
Because the people will say nobody would have the audacity to go and fight and engage such a large state unless they had some kind of secret power, secret weapon.
لا سيما وأن هذا كان بعد فتح مكة وانتشار أخلاق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وما فعله بفتح مكة وغزو وهوازن وكذلك المضي إلى الطائف.
Especially after this was after this incident took place after the conquest of Mecca. And the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became widespread, and the incidents that occurred in the conquest of Mecca and Hawazin and also the battle of Taif.
نعم. والطريق بينه وبين الشام نظيف. قد فتح خيبر وما بعدها.
And his path to Hashem was clear because he had conquered the fortress and the area of Khaybar and everything that is past it.
قال فغزاها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حر شديد.
He said, so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went on this, went to this battle when the heat of the hot season.
واستقبل سفرا بعيدا ومفازا, يعني يمر صحراء.
And he had in front of him a very long journey and a very open desert.
واستقبل عددا كثيرا.
And he was going up against a large quantity of troops.
يعني كان معه من الصحابة العدد الوفير لهذه الغزوة.
Meaning he had of the companions رضي الله عنهم enough of them to fight for this.
لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أنا أعلن النفير العام.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he announced this battle and that everybody needs to go.
وأوجب على جميع القادرين على الجهاد أن يخرجوا.
And he obligated upon all of the individuals who have the ability to fight jihad to go.
فجلى للمسلمين أمرهم ليتأهبوا أهبة غزوهم. نعم.
So he made it clear to the Muslimin what it was they were going to get themselves into in order that they could take the provisions and make the necessary preparations for their battle.
فأخبرهم بوجههم الذي يريدون, يعني الذي يريد, يعني الجهة التي سيذهب إليها للغزو.
So he informed them of the direction that he was going and where he wanted to go.
والمسلمون مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كثير, يعني عددهم كبير.
And the Muslims that accompanied the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were very numerous.
قال ولا يجمعهم كتاب حافظ.
He said, and a
يريد بذلك الديوان.
He said, and a book to write all of these names, a big, large volume to write all of these names would not be able to write down all the names of the Muslims because of how many there were.
وأول من دون الدواوين هو عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه.
And the first individual to write these lists and these دواوين was عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه.
لكن في زمن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما كان هناك تدوين لأسماء الجنود وأعطياتهم, وإنما يأخذون من الغنيمة إذا حضروا.
And back in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no record of the names of the people who were present in the battle, nor a record of what they took from the war booty. Rather, if they were there, they took what they were given of the war booty.
ولا يحتاجون إلى ديوان لأن المجتمع مجتمع الصدق.
And they didn't need to have these records because they were in a very truthful and honest community.
والعدد محدود.
And they were very limited in their numbers.
ومعروفون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And all of them are known to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهو مؤيد بالوحي.
And he is also the one who is aided with revelation.
لكن في عهد عمر كثرت الجيوش.
But in the time of Umar رضي الله عنه, the armies became very massive.
فلا بد من ضبط الناس.
So he had to keep a record of the people.
ومعرفة من غزا ممن لم يغزو, ومن يستحق من لا يستحق.
And he needed to know who went to the battle and who did not go to the battle and who has a right to the war booty from who doesn't.
قال كعب فقل رجل يريد أن يتغيب إلا ظن أن ذلك سيخفى أو سيخفي به ما لم, نعم سيختفي به, يعني سيخفى به ما لم ينزل فيه وحي من الله.
And Ka'b went on to say, so there was hardly a man who wanted to stay behind except that he thought that he could get away with it as long as Allah didn't send any revelation down exposing him.
يعني لكثرة العدد وعدم وجود الدواوين.
And that is because the number of troops who went with him were so many and there was no record of who went from who didn't.
ومن البلاء الحاصل في ذلك الوقت.
And of the problems that had occurred during that time.
أن وقت خروج الجيش كان وقت خروج الثمار وطيبها.
So of the tests and trials of that particular battle is that when the army left to go to Tabuk, they left during a season when the fruit is at its best.
قال كعب رضي الله عنه وغزا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلك الغزوة حين طابت الثمار والظلال فأنا إليها أصعر يعني أميل.
And Ka'b, he went on to say, so the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم went to this battle during a time of year when the fruits are at their best, and I am very leaning towards this. I'm very he likes this now.
فتجهز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والمسلمون معه.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم prepared himself along with the Muslims.
وطفقت أغدو لكي أتجهز معه فأرجع ولم أقض شيئا.
He said, so I would go out to prepare myself, and then I would come home and I hadn't gotten anything ready.
وأقول في نفسي أنا قادر على ذلك إذا أردت يعني في أي وقت.
And I would say to myself, anytime I want to really get ready, I have the ability to do so.
فلم يزل يتمادى بي يعني الحال.
So this continued on with me.
حتى استمر بالناس الجد.
Until the people were very serious.
يعني قد اقترب موعد المعركة.
They are very serious, meaning the time of the battle is close.
فأصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غاديا والمسلمون معه.
So until it was the next day they are going to go. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muslims.
يعني جاء يوم السفر.
Meaning the day of travel has arrived.
فماذا فعل رضي الله عنه؟
So what did he do? May Allah be pleased with him.
قال ولم أقضي من جهازي شيئا.
He said, and at this point I still hadn't gotten anything ready.
ثم غدوت يعني على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى الناس يعني على مكان الجيش فرجعت ولم أقضي شيئا.
He said, so then I went out, meaning to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the army, and then I came home and I hadn't finished anything yet.
فلم يزل ذلك يتمادى بي حتى أسرعوا وتفارط الغزو سبقوا يعني.
He said, so this was continued to go on until they left and they went ahead, the army, and went far ahead.
قال فهممت أن أرتحل فأدركهم.
He said, so I was considering running after them. I was considering to go after them and catch up to them.
يقول فيا ليتني فعلت.
He said, but I really wish I would have done that.
ثم لم يقدر ذلك لي.
He said, but then that was not something that Allah had decreed for me.
يعني طول الوقت النية الصالحة موجودة عنده.
So the entire time he had a true intention, a good intention.
وصدق يعني النية.
And a true intention.
لكن الله قدر عليه ذلك لحكمة.
But Allah had decreed this because of his wisdom.
ولا شك أن الشيطان له دور في يعني محاولة إبعاد الإنسان عن فعل الخير أو يعني تفتير العزم.
And of course, الشيطان plays a role in removing a person from good and taking away from a person's morale and intention.
ويستفاد من هذا أن الإنسان لا يسوف لا يقول سوف أفعل سوف أفعل لا يفعل.
And what is to be benefited from this is that an individual should not ever procrastinate.
ولا يؤخر عمله.
Nor should they delay their deeds.
بل يسارع.
Rather, they should rush and hurry to do these deeds.
قد يمرض أو يعرض له عارض.
A person could fall ill or something else could happen.
فيصده عما يريده من الخير.
And this would prevent him from doing what it was that he wanted to do of good.
يقول كعب رضي الله عنه فطفقت إذا خرجت في الناس بعد خروج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحزنني أني لا أرى لي أسوة يعني في الناس في المدينة إلا رجلا مغموصا عليه في النفاق يعني متهم بالنفاق أو رجلا ممن عذر الله تعالى من الضعفاء.
He said, so I would go out to the people after the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم had already left, And it would sadden me that I didn't have any good role model for myself to find, except the only kind of people that were around was individuals who were well known to be hypocrites, or a man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned because they are too weak to go.
الضعفاء مثل الأعمى الأعرج المريض الذي لا يستطيع السير والغزو.
And what's intended by the weak is the blind, or the person who has a limp, cannot walk properly, or the person who is sick, cannot go to battle.
قال ولم يذكرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بلغ تبوك. يعني ما تذكر اسمه ولا ذكره بين الناس. ممكن تذكره لكن ما ذكره بين الناس.
He said the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mention me until he got to Tabuk. Perhaps he hadn't forgotten him, but he didn't bring my name up and didn't mention me amongst the people until he got to Tabuk.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو جالس في القوم بتبوك ما فعل كعب بن مالك.
So the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said while he was sitting with the people in Tabuk, what happened to Ka'b ibn Malik? What is going on with him?
فقال رجل من بني سلمة يعني من الأنصار.
So a man from Bani Salima, from the Ansar, he said,
يا رسول الله حبسه برداه والنظر في عطفيه. يعني حبسه ثيابه والنظر في حسن المعطف الذي يلبسه. يعني أنه يعني الدنيا انشغال بالدنيا.
So a man from Bani Salima, from the Ansar, he said, O Messenger of Allah, he was kept back by his nice clothing and looking into his luxury. Meaning he was held back by the dunya. He was too sidetracked with the dunya to come with us.
فقال له معاذ بن جبل يعني أنكر عليه هذا بئس ما قلت.
Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu then replied, meaning that he spoke out against what this man said, and he said, what an evil thing you have just said.
Wallahi ya Rasulallah, ma alimna alayhi illa khayra.
I swear by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, we don't know anything but good from him.
فسكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم remained quiet.
فبين هو على ذلك يعني بينما هو جالس مع أصحابه على هذا الحال.
So while he was sitting there, while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting there with his companions,
رأى صورة ثياب يعني كأن شخصا مقبلا. فقال رأى رجلا مبيضا يزول به السراب.
He saw in the distance an individual wearing dressed in white, and the heat waves was يعني the heat waves was distorting his image because he was so far away.
لابس ثياب بيضاء.
He was wearing white clothing.
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كن أبا خيثمة.
So the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said you must be or be Abu Khaythama.
يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عرفه من بعيد.
Meaning the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم recognized who he was from very far away.
فإذا هو أبو خيثمة الأنصاري.
And lo and behold, it was Abu Khaythama al-Ansari.
وهو الذي تصدق بصاع التمر حين لمزه المنافقون.
And he is the one who gave the صاع, a small amount of dates in charity when the hypocrites began to criticize him for that.
يعني أنهم يستهزئون بالصحابي إذا أعطى القليل من الطعام. نعم.
Meaning that the hypocrites, they would make a mockery and of the companions if they would give only a little bit of charity.
قال تعالى ومنهم الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing them, the ones who insult and make a mockery of the ones who are volunteering and giving charity, they are mocking and criticizing their charity.
والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم سخر الله منهم.
And the ones who do not have except for a little bit to give, so they make a mockery of them, rather Allah is mocking them.
نعم فهذا الصحابي صحابي جليل رضي الله عنه أبو خيثم الأنصاري.
So this is companion أبو خيثم الأنصاري. He is a very virtuous companion.
قال كعب رضي الله عنه فلما بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد توجه قافلا من تبوك حضرني بثي يعني الحزن.
So Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, he said, so when I heard that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his way back, meaning back to Medina, he is leaving Tabuk, then I became very sad.
فقال رضي الله عنه فطفقت أتذكر الكذب وأقول بما أخرج من سخطه غدا.
So I sat around and I was considering what kind of fabrication to come up with and what kind of lie I should tell in order to get out of him being upset with me.
والشيطان هنا يريد أن يصد الإنسان عن الخير فيعني جعله يعد العدة حتى ولو أنه بالكذب ليتخرج أو ليتخلص من سخط الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. هكذا يريد الشيطان من العبد أن يفعل.
So الشيطان he was trying to encourage him to make up a story and review some lies so that he can get out of يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's anger, being angry with him, to come up with some lie. That is what الشيطان wanted him to do.
ولكن الله حمى كعبا من ذلك.
But Allah سبحانه وتعالى protected كعب from doing that.
قال كعب وأستعين على ذلك بكل ذي رأي من أهلي.
And كعب said, and I was taking the advice and taking some help in this fabricating from all of the people from my family who had good opinion.
يستحب للإنسان أن يستشير أهله.
It is المقصود بأهله يعني
زوجته. نعم. يعني من يعز عليه من أقاربه.
نعم. So it is preferable that an individual, you know, talk things over with their wife and their family.
فلما قيل إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أظل قادما زاح عني الباطل ذهبت الوساوس التي الشيطان يريدها. حتى عرفت أني لن أنجو منه بشيء أبدا يعني من هذه التي يعني يريد الشيطان منه أن يفعلها.
He said, so when it was said that the messenger, when it was announced that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is very close to arriving, all of the falsehood went away, meaning all of the whispers of a shaitan went away from me, and I knew that I was not going to be able to be saved from him with by anything of that sort.
قال وأصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قادما يعني قدم في الصباح وكان إذا قدم من سفر بدأ بالمسجد فركع فيه ركعتين ثم جلس للناس.
He said, so I intended to tell him the truth, and the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came into Medina in the morning, and his custom was that if he would come from and arrive back from a journey, he would start by going to the masjid first and making two rak'ah there, and then sit down for the people to come and welcome him back.
فلما فعل ذلك يعني صلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد جاءه المخلفون يعتذرون إليه ويحلفون له.
He said, so when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did that, meaning went to the masjid to pray and sit there, the مخلفون, the people who had stayed behind from that battle, they came to him to give them an excuse why they were not present, and they were swearing to him by Allah that they weren't there because of such and such reason.
وقصد بهم هؤلاء المنافقون.
And what's intended by this is the hypocrites.
قال وكانوا بضعا وثمانين رجلا.
He said, and these individuals were more than 80 some men.
ولكن قد يكون معهم بعض الذين تخلفوا ممن ليسوا منافقين.
But perhaps these men, they had with them others who had stayed behind, but they were not from the hypocrites.
ولكن لم يحلفوا ولم يكذبوا.
But these individuals, they did not lie and they did not swear by Allah.
يعني من المخلفين، لكن 83 هؤلاء حلفوا بالله واعتذروا بالأعذار.
But these 83 individuals, we mean from those who stayed behind, but these 83 individuals, they are the ones who swore by Allah and swore, made up all these excuses and swore by Allah that this was their excuse for not going.
وليس جميع المنافقين تخلف.
And not all of the hypocrites stayed behind.
بل هناك من المنافقين من خرج مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في تبوك.
Some of the منافقين they did go out with the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to Tabuk.
بل حاول 15 منه رجلا منهم أن يقتلوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويغتالوه.
Actually 15 of them they tried to assassinate the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وذلك حين كان نازلا من عقبة في الطريق.
And that's when he was going down a mountain in the path in the way there.
اتفقوا على أن يهيجوا راحلة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيسقط من على الجبل.
They collaborated and agreed to startle his camel that he was riding while he was going down this mountain so that it would throw him off while he was going down the mountain.
فحماه الله منهم.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from them.
المهم جاء قال فقبل منهم على نيتهم، يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل من هؤلاء ما أعلنوه من التوبة والاعتذار وبايعهم، يعني أنه بين لهم أنه قد يعني قبل منهم وبايعهم واستغفر لهم، يعني استغفر الله لهم، يعني طلب من الله أن يغفر لهم، ووكل سرائرهم إلى الله تعالى.
And so Ka'b goes on to say these regarding these 80 some men that came swearing, making up excuses and swearing by Allah why they didn't go. He said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted what was apparent from them. And he accepted their allegiance and he sought forgiveness on their behalf for not being there. And he put their secrets and what they conceal, he put that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He referred that to Allah.
قال حتى جئت فلما سلمت تبسم تبسم المغضب.
He said, so I came, and when I gave him a salam, he smiled at me, the smile of an individual who is angry.
ثم قال تعال.
So he said to me, come here.
فجئت أمشي حتى جلست بين يدي.
He said, I came till I sat down in, right in front of him.
فقال لي ما خلفك.
So he said to me, what kept you behind?
ألم تكن قد ابتعت ظهرك، يعني اشتريت راحلة.
He said, didn't you buy a riding camel to go, a camel?
قال قلت يا رسول الله.
He said, I said, O Messenger of Allah.
إني والله لو جلست عند غيرك من أهل الدنيا لرأيت أني سأخرج من سخطه بعذر.
He said, O Messenger of Allah, I swear by Allah, if I were to sit with anyone aside from you, from the people of the dunya, I would feel confident that I could get out of him being angry with me by making up some story.
لقد أعطيت جدلا.
I am very good at arguing and debating.
يعني القدرة على إقناع الآخرين.
Meaning I have a good ability to convince people.
ولكني والله لقد علمت لئن حدثتك اليوم حديث كذب ترضى به عني ليوشكن الله أن يسخطك علي.
He said, but I know, I swear by Allah that I know that if I tell you a lie today and you become pleased with me because of this lie I am telling you, it is very near and probable that Allah will make you angry with me later.
لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام مؤيد بالوحي.
Because revelation comes down to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإن حدثتك حديث صدق تجد علي فيه، يعني أنك يعني تغضب بسبب الذي فعلته، إني لأرجو فيه عقب الله عز وجل، والله ما كان لي من عذر، والله ما كنت قط أقوى ولا أيسر مني حين تخلفت عنك.
He said, and if I tell you the truth and you become angry with me, I am hopeful in the good result that will come to me from Allah Azza wa Jal. I swear by Allah, I didn't have any excuse for not going. And I swear by Allah, I was never stronger nor more wealthy than I was when I stayed behind and was absent.
قال فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما هذا فقد صدق.
So the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, as for this man, he told the truth.
فقم حتى يقضي الله فيك.
He said, so go until Allah سبحانه وتعالى judges in your affair.
وسار رجال من بني سلمة فاتبعوني.
So some individuals from Bani Salima, they came behind me.
فقالوا لي والله ما علمناك أذنبت ذنبا قبل هذا.
So they said to me, والله we didn't know that you committed any sin before this here.
لقد عجزت أو عجزت في أن لا تكون اعتذرت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما اعتذر إليه المخلفون، فقد كان كافيك ذنبك كافيك ذنبك استغفار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لك.
He said, we don't know that you have ever committed any major sin before this one. Why didn't you just come up with an excuse and give it to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like the other people have done, just like the other people who stayed behind had done. And it would have been enough for you that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make seek forgiveness on your behalf. It would have forgiven your sin.
قال فوالله ما زالوا يؤنبونني حتى أردت أن أرجع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأكذب نفسي.
He said, so they continued to blame me and hold me in contempt until I was thinking about going back to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and belying myself.
ثم قلت لهم هل لقي هذا معي من أحد، يعني مثل حاله مثل حاله من الصدق.
So I said to them, did anybody else do what I have done here, meaning honest?
قالوا نعم.
They said yes.
لقيه معك رجلان قال مثل ما قلت.
He said two other individuals, they have done the same thing that you have done and said the same thing.
وقيل لهما مثل ما قيل لي مثل ما قيل لك.
The same thing was said to them that was said to you.
قال قلت من هما؟
So I said, who are these two individuals?
قالوا مرارة بن الربيع العمري وهلال بن أمية الواقفي.
He said they were مرارة بن الربيع العمري وهلال بن أمية الواقفي.
قال فذكروا لي رجلين صالحين قد شهدا بدرا فيهما أسوة، يعني قدوة.
He said, so they mentioned to me these two individuals who were two righteous individuals who were present during the battle of Badr, and I took them as a role model.
فكان له أثر في تثبيت قلبه على الصدق.
So this had an effect on keeping his heart firm in telling the truth.
فمضيت حين ذكروهما لي.
So I just kept going after they mentioned these two people to me.
يعني ذهب عني إرادة الرجوع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للاعتذار.
So I didn't want to go back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and give him make up some excuse anymore.
ونهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كلامنا أيها الثلاثة من بين من تخلف عنه.
He said, and the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he commanded that we not be spoken to, we three out of all those who stayed behind.
وذلك أن هؤلاء الذين تخلفوا وهم بضع وثمانون كلهم اعتذر وأظهر أنه معذور فقبل عذره قبل عذره في الظاهر.
So and that is because all of the others, all of the 83 others, they had made up an excuse, and their excuse was acceptable, and it was outwardly accepted.
فهم أمام الناس لم يذنبوا.
So in front of the people, and what's apparent to the people is that they didn't make any mistake.
فلا يستحقوا أن يهجروا.
So they didn't, were not deserving, according to that, based on that, to be boycotted.
لا سيما وأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم استغفر لهم.
Especially that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم had sought forgiveness for them.
أما هؤلاء الثلاثة رضي الله عنهم فقد اعترفوا بهذا الفعل.
As for these three individuals, they had admitted to doing what they did.
فلذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بهجرهم.
For this reason, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded that they be boycotted.
وهذا من أدلة أهل السنة على مشروعية الهجر.
And this is one of the evidences of أهل السنة regarding boycotting, and that it is something legislated.
لأمر الدين.
And that is due to the affairs of the religion.
وأنه لا يقتصر على ثلاثة أيام.
And that the person should not just merely boycott someone for 3 days.
بل حتى يتوب الذي فعل المعصية من معصيته.
Rather, this individual, this person of disobedience is boycotted until he leaves off this sin that he has committed.
أو يكون الهجر على التأبيد.
Or this boycotting be something that is indefinite.
وذلك إذا استمر في المعصية.
And that is that an individual continues to practice this sin.
أو إذا كان مبتدعا باق على بدعته.
If they are a person of innovation who is remnant upon his innovation.
قال فاجتنبنا الناس أو قال تغيروا لنا.
He said, so the people stayed away from us and they changed towards us.
حتى تنكرت لي في نفسي الأرض.
He said, until the earth, the whole earth, seemed to be a different place to me.
فما هي بالأرض التي أعرف.
So it was not the same place that I knew it to be.
يعني كأنه يعيش وحده في المدينة.
So it's as if he was living alone in Medina.
يعني حتى أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أزواجهن أن يهجروهن أن يهجروهم.
And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu
أزواجهم أن يهجروهم.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even commanded their wives to boycott them as well.
قال فلبثنا على ذلك 50 ليلة.
He said, so we were stayed in this state for 50 nights.
قال فأما صاحبايا يعني مرارة وهلال بن أمية فاستكانا يعني هدأ وسكن في بيتهما وقعد في بيوتهما يبكيان.
He said, and as for my the two others, meaning two others that stayed behind, Murara and Hilal bin Umayyah, he said they stayed home, just weeping in their homes, and they didn't go out and they didn't move very much.
وقعد في بيوتهما يبكيان.
And they remained in their homes weeping and crying.
وأما أنا فكنت أشب القوم وأجلدهم.
He said, and as for me, I was the youngest of the three, and I was the strongest.
فكنت أخرج فأشهد الصلاة مع المسلمين.
So I used to go out and go to the masjid and make salah in the congregation.
وأطوف في الأسواق.
And go to the marketplace.
ولا يكلمني أحد.
And nobody would speak to me.
وآتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسلم عليه.
And I would come to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and greet him with السلام.
وهو في مجلسه بعد الصلاة.
While he was sitting in his place after صلاة.
فأقول في نفسي هل حرك شفتيه برد السلام أم لا؟
So I would be debating with myself on whether or not the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم moved his lips in response to my salam or not.
يعني حتى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما كان يظهر له رد السلام.
Even the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was not يعني outwardly replying to his salam.
قال ثم أصلي قريبا منه وأسارقه النظر.
He said, and then I would make salah close nearby to him and look at him.
فإذا أقبلت على صلاتي نظر إلي so مشفقا علي.
If I would be in my salah, concentrating on my salah, he would look at me, meaning out of compassion.
يعني يخبره أخبروه الصحابة بعد ذلك وهو يحكي قصة عرفها وعرف أحوالها.
And he knows this because the other companions, رضي الله عنهم, they mentioned to him, you know, all of the story after this all happened, after it was all finished.
قال وإذا التفت نحوه أعرض عني.
And if I were to look at him, he would look away.
حتى إذا طال ذلك علي من جفوة المسلمين.
So after a while, when the Muslims were all very cold to me.
مشيت حتى تسورت جدار حائط أبي قتادة.
I went and jumped over the wall of Abi Qatada.
وهو ابن عمي.
My cousin.
يعني أبوه وأبي إخوة.
Meaning his father and my father are brothers.
وكان بينه وبين أبي قتادة صحبة خاصة. قال وأحب الناس إلي.
He said, and me and Abu Qatada, they had a Abu Qatada and Ka'b. They had a very intimate relationship. They're very close, and he was the most beloved of people to me.
فسلمت عليه.
So I conveyed to him السلام.
فوالله ما رد علي السلام.
So I swear by Allah, he did not even reply to my salam.
فقلت له يا أبا قتادة أنشدك بالله هل تعلمني أحب الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So I said to him, O Abu Qatada, I ask you by Allah, do you know me to be somebody to love Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فسكت أبو قتادة.
So Abu Qatada did not respond.
فعدت فناشدت لأن استحلف بالله فناشدته فسكت.
He said, so then I asked him again by Allah and he did not respond.
قال فعدت فناشدته.
الحمد لله. يرحمك الله. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. He said, so I went back and I asked him again.
قال في المرة الثالثة الله ورسوله أعلم.
So he said the third time, Allah and His Messenger know best.
يعني هذا أمر محزن أنه يقول الله ورسوله أعلم وهو يعرفه ومن أخص الأصدقاء والأصحاب.
He said, so this was something saddening to him that he would say Allah and His Messenger knows best, even though he was the closest of friends to him.
لكن الصحابة وقفين عند حدود الله.
But the companions, رضي الله عنهم, they are people who stay within the limitations of the boundaries of Allah.
ويعلمون أن الرجل يتغير وقلوب العباد بين أصبعي من أصابع الرحمن يقلب وكيف يشاء.
And they recognize that an individual can change, being that the hearts of the human beings are between the fingers of Allah. He changes them as He chooses.
لذلك وكل أمره إلى الله ثم إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنه يعرفه ومؤيد بالوحي.
So he mentioned that this is a knowledge that Allah possesses and the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم because of revelation.
قال ففاضت عيناي.
He said, so I began to cry.
وتوليت حتى تسورت الجدار.
He said, and I turned away and left and jumped back over the wall.
فبين أنا أمشي في سوق المدينة.
He said, so as I was walking in the market of Medina,
إذا نبطي من نبط أهل الشام يعني من سكان أهل الشام من النبط وهم المزارعون والفلاحون من أهل الشام وهم قوم من الأقوام. نعم.
And there was an individual from the Nabat. The Nabat is the farmers of the people of Asham.
ممن قدم بالطعام يبيعه بالمدينة.
He was a farmer who came to Medina from Asham to sell some produce and some food.
يقول من يدل على كعب بن مالك.
And he was asking the people, who can tell me where is كعب بن مالك.
فطفق الناس يشيرون له إلي.
So the people started to point at me.
حتى جاءني فدفع إلي كتابا من ملك غسان.
So he came to me and gave me a letter that was sent to me from the king of غسان.
وكان ملك غسان من النصارى.
And the king of غسان was a Christian.
وأراد أن يفسد كعب بن مالك.
And he wanted to spoil كعب بن مالك.
قال كعب وكنت كاتبا يعني أعرف القراءة والكتابة.
And كعب said, and I used to be literate. I know how to read and write.
فقرأته فإذا فيه.
So when I opened it and read it, it was written in it. I saw written in it.
أما بعد فإنه قد بلغنا أن صاحبك قد جفاك ولم يجعلك الله بدار هوان ولا مضيعة فالحق بنا نواسك.
He said, as for what follows, the letter said, as for what follows, we have been informed that your friend has boycotted you and become cold towards you, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, and Allah has not placed you in a state of humiliation and a place where your rights would be lost. So come by us and we will take care of you.
يقول كعب فقلت حين قرأتها وهذه أيضا من البلاء.
So كعب said, and I said to myself after I read this, this is also part of the test.
ماذا فعل؟ مباشرة قطع السبب الذي قد يؤثر على نفسي.
He said, what did he do? Immediately he cut off any cause or anything that could have an effect on his self.
فتيممت بها يعني قصدت التنور يعني الذي فيه النار فسجرته يعني أحرقت الكتاب.
He said, so I took this letter and I threw it in the oven in the fire. I burned it.
حتى إذا مضت 40 من الخمسين.
He said, so we remained upon this in this state until the 40 days went by from the 50 days.
واستلبث الوحي يعني ما جاء فينا وحي.
And the revelation, no revelation had yet been revealed regarding us.
إذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتيني.
And then after these 40 days went by out of the 50, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to me.
فقال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرك أن تعتزل امرأتك.
And he came to me and said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is commanding you to stay away from your wife.
قال كعب فقلت أطلقها.
So كعب said,
أم ماذا أفعل؟
He said, should I divorce her or what am I supposed to do?
يعني هو مستعد حتى يطيع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في طلاق زوجته.
He said, so كعب رضي الله عنه, he was prepared to even divorce his wife out of obedience to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال لا.
He said, no.
بل اعتزلها فلا تقربنها.
He said, just stay away from her and don't come near her.
وأرسل إلى صاحبي بمثل ذلك.
And he sent the same man and to tell them, the other two, who were involved in this situation, to tell them the same thing.
فقلت لامرأتي الحقي بأهلك فكوني عندهم حتى يقضي الله في هذا الأمر.
So I told my wife, go to your parents' house and stay there until Allah judges in this affair.
فجاءت امرأة هلال بن أمية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the wife of Hilal ibn Umayyah, she came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقالت له يا رسول الله إن هلال ابن أمية شيخ ضائع يعني ضعيف ليس له خادم هل تكره أن أخدمه؟
So she said to him, O Messenger of Allah, Hilal ibn Umayyah, he is a very old man and he's weak and he doesn't have anybody to serve him. Do you dislike that I serve him?
قال لا.
He said no.
ولكن لا يقربنك يعني لا تجامعي لا يجامعي.
He said, but he should not come near you, meaning he should not have any relations with you.
فقالت إنه والله ما به من حركة إلى شيء يعني ما عنده نفس حتى للجماع ولا لشيء.
She said to him, he doesn't really have any desire to do anything really.
ووالله ما زال يبكي منذ كان من أمره ما كان إلى يومه هذا.
She said, and he has continued to just weep and cry since what occurred until now.
يقول كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه.
So كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه went on to say.
فقال لي بعض أهلي.
Some of my family members said to me.
لو استأذنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في امرأتك.
If you should go and ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's permission to keep your wife around.
فقد أذن لامرأة هلال بن أمية أن تخدمه.
As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has allowed the wife of Hilal ibn Umayyah to stick around and serve him.
فقلت لا أستأذن فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he said, I will not ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowance to do this.
وما يدريني ماذا يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سأذنته فيها.
And what do how should I know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to think, what he's going to think or say about me if I asked him to keep her around?
وأنا رجل شاب يعني ما أحتاج إلى خادم.
And I am a young man. I don't need somebody to serve me.
فلبثت بذلك 10 ليال يعني بعد الأربعين.
He said, so I stayed in this state for 10 more days after those 40 days.
فكمل لنا 50 ليلة من حين نهي عن كلامنا.
He said, so 50 days went by since we were boycotted.
ثم صليت صلاة الفجر صباح 50 ليلة على ظهر بيت من بيوتنا.
So 50 nights went by, he said, so I made Salat al-Fajr the morning of the 50th night or the 50th day on top of one of our houses. So Salat al-Fajr, he missed it in the congregation that particular day, so he made it in the house, on the top of the house.
فبين أنا جالس على الحال الذي ذكر الله منا قد ضاقت علي نفسي وضاقت علي الأرض بما رحبت.
He said, so as I was sitting there in the state that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about us, that I was felt very constricted and the earth felt very tight and constricted around us even though it was very vast.
قال سمعت صوت صارخ يعني صوت رجل بصوت يتكلم بصوت عال أوفى على سلع يعني صعد على جبل سلع وهو جبل كبير.
He said, I heard a man, I heard the voice of somebody yelling and calling out who had gotten climbed up on the mountain of سلع, and it's a mountain in Medina, is very big.
يقول بأعلى صوته.
He was saying with his high voice, as loud as he could,
يا كعب بن مالك.
O كعب بن مالك.
أبشر.
Glad tidings for you.
قال كعب فخررت ساجدا.
كعب رضي الله عنه said, so I prostrated.
وعرفت أنه قد جاء فرج.
And I knew at that point that something had given and
فآذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس بتوبة الله عز وجل علينا حين صلى صلاة الفجر يعني أعلمهم بذلك.
He said, so the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم had announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven us that day when he made Salat al-Fajr. So after Salat al-Fajr, he had announced to the rest of the companions that he had forgiven us. So the people went out to congratulate us, and they were all very happy for us.
فذهب قبل صاحبي مبشرون. يعني ذهب إلى هلال ومرارة. بعض الذين يبشرونهم بذلك.
نعم. And they also some people went to my other two friends that were involved in this situation with me. They went to give them the same message that I had been given.
وركض رجل إلي فرسا وسعى ساع من أسلم قبلي وأوفى على الجبل وكان الصوت أسرع من الفرس فلما جاءني الذي سمعت صوته يبشرني صوته يبشرني نزعت له ثوبي فكسوتهما إياه نزعت له ثوبي فكسوتهما إياه ببشراه.
He said, so these two men were racing to see who of them could give me this congratulate me and give me this good news first. So one of them was riding a horse and the other climbed up on the mountain and announced it to me by yelling it at me from the mountain. So of course I heard the man who had announced it to me from on top of the mountain before the person came and reached me with their horse. So the one I heard his voice the one who originally gave me the glad tidings from on top of the mountain. When I saw him, I gave him two of my garments, and you know, as a thanks for giving me this glad tidings.
والله ما أملك غيرهما يومئذ.
He said, and I gave him my two garments, but I didn't have anything else to wear that day.
واستعرت ثوبين فلبستهما.
So I had to borrow two other garments to put on.
وانطلقت أتأمم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So I went looking for the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يتلقاني الناس فوجا فوجا يهنئونني بالتوبة.
And the people were meeting me while I was looking for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in rows. They were standing in lines to congratulate me for this repentance and the forgiveness.
ويقولون لي لتهنك توبة الله عليك حتى دخلت المسجد.
And they would say, congratulations, you have received the tawbah of Allah upon you. This continued until I entered the masjid.
فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالس حوله الناس.
So when I entered the masjid, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people sitting around him.
فقام طلحة بن عبيد الله رضي الله عنه وهو أحد العشر المبشرين بالجنة.
So طلحة بن عبيد الله, and he is one of the ten who was given glad tidings of paradise.
يهرول حتى صافحني وهنأني.
He got up and jogged towards me until he shook my hand and congratulated me.
والله ما قام رجل من المهاجرين غيره.
He said, nobody else of the muhajirin got up to do this except for him.
فكان كعب لا ينساها لطلحة.
So كعب, he didn't forget this, what طلحة did.
المعروف يؤثر في الناس.
Kindness has an effect on people.
وطلحة يعني فعل شيئا زائدا.
And طلحة, he did something extra and out of the ordinary.
والإسراع بتهنئة كعب قبل غيره من المهاجرين.
And that was that he quickly went to Ka'b and raced towards Ka'b to congratulate him before the rest of the companions.
قال كعب فلما سلمت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وهو يبرق وجهه من السرور.
So Ka'b said, so when I greeted the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said while his face was lit up with happiness,
لفرحه بتوبة الله عليه.
And that is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy that Ka'b, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had accepted Ka'b's repentance.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ka'b, congratulations for the best day that you have ever had since you were born, since your mother gave birth to you.
فقلت أمن عندك يا رسول الله أم من عند الله.
So I said, this is came from you, O Messenger of Allah, or did this come from Allah?
قال لا بل من عند الله عز وجل.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no, rather this came from Allah عز وجل.
وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سر استنار وجهه حتى كأن وجهه قطعة قمر.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he would become happy, his face would light up as if it was a piece of the moon.
وكنا نعرف ذلك منه.
And we used to know this about him.
فلما جلست بين يديه.
So when I sat in front of him,
قلت يا رسول الله.
I said, O Messenger of Allah,
إن من توبتي أن أنخلع من مالي صدقة إلى الله وإلى رسوله.
He said, part of my repentance is that I want to give all of my wealth and property away as charity to Allah and His Messenger.
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمسك عليك بعض مالك فهو خير لك.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم then replied to me and said, keep some of your wealth and property, it's better for you.
فقلت إني أمسك سهمي الذي بخيبر.
So I said to him, I'm going to keep my land which is in Khaybar.
وقلت يا رسول الله إن الله تعالى إنما أنجاني بالصدق.
So I said, O Messenger of Allah, Allah Ta'ala, He saved me because of my honesty.
وإن من توبتي أن لا أحدث إلا صدقا ما بقيت.
And part of my repentance is that I am not going to, as long as I live, ever tell a lie. Only be honest as long as I live.
فوالله ما علمت أحدا من المسلمين أبلاه الله تعالى في صدق الحديث منذ ذكرت ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن مما أبلاني الله تعالى.
And I do not know, he said, Ka'b said, and wallahi I don't know anyone of the Muslims whom Allah had favor upon him in being so truthful, since I mentioned that to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, better than Allah gave me that gift of truthfulness.
Wallahi ma ta'ammadtu kathbatan aw kithba منذ قلت ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يومي هذا.
He said, I swear by Allah, I never intentionally told a single lie since I said that to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم until today.
وإني لأرجو أن يحفظني الله تعالى فيما بقي.
He said, and I hope that Allah will protect me and preserve me for the rest of my life.
فأنزل الله تعالى لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة حتى بلغ إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت إلى قوله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
Ka'b said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses. Indeed, Allah has accepted the repentance, and indeed, Allah has had tawbah upon the Prophet and the Muhajireen and the Ansar who followed him and accompanied him in the time of hardship. And to the end of the verse that states, indeed, he is all forgiving and most merciful to them. And as for the three who were stayed behind, the earth became very constricted upon them, even though it was very vast. And to the end of the verse that says, and be with the honest ones.
قال كعب والله ما أنعم الله علي من نعمة قط بعد إذ هداني الله للإسلام أعظم في نفسي من صدقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أكون كذبته فأهلك كما هلك الذين كذبوا.
He said, Ka'b said, wallahi, Allah has never had a greater favor upon me and blessing upon me after guiding me to Islam that has been more significant and greater to me than me telling the truth to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that incident, in that day. And that I didn't tell him a lie, because if I had done so, I would have been destroyed as the ones who did lie were destroyed.
إن الله تعالى قال للذين كذبوا حين أنزل الوحي شر ما قال لأحد.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to those who lied to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to those who lied that day when he sent down the revelation regarding them, he said to them the worst thing that he had ever said to anyone else.
فقال الله تعالى سيحلفون بالله لكم إذا انقلبتم إليهم لتعرضوا عنهم فأعرضوا عنهم إنهم رجس ومأواهم جهنم جزاء بما كانوا يكسبون يحلفون لكم لترضوا عنهم فإن ترضوا عنهم فإن الله لا يرضى عن القوم الفاسقين فلذلك سميت سورة التوبة سورة الفاضحة لأنها فضحت المنافقين. نعم.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah the Most High, he said, regarding those people that lied to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the hypocrites, he said, they will swear to Allah to you when you return to them so that you all will leave them be and leave them alone. So leave them alone. Indeed they are filth, and their abode is going to be the hellfire as a recompense for what they used to do. They swear by Allah to you all so that you will be pleased with them. And if you were to be pleased with them, indeed Allah will not be pleased with the people who are fasiqeen. And for this reason, Surah At-Tawbah is also referred to as the exposer, because it exposed the hypocrites. Allah exposed the hypocrites extensively in this surah.
قال كعب كنا خلفنا أيها الثلاثة عن أمر أولئك الذين قبل منهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين حلفوا له فبايعهم واستغفر لهم وأرجأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا حتى قضى الله تعالى فيه.
So Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he said, explaining the verses, he said, we were kept behind, meaning us three, we were set aside and our affair was put aside from the rest of those individuals whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted their excuse when they swore to him. And then he took their allegiance and sought forgiveness for them sought forgiveness on their behalf. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put our affair aside until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah ta'ala judged in our affair with what he judged. As Allah
قال الله تعالى فبذلك قال الله تعالى وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا.
And so based on this previously mentioned meaning, Allah the Most High, he said, and upon the three whom were left behind, meaning they were, their affair was set aside and kept to be judged by Allah.
ما قال الله على الثلاثة الذين تخلفوا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, and upon the three who stayed behind.
وإنما قال خلفوا.
He said rather they were kept behind. They were set kept aside.
والمعنى بأنهم خلفوا يعني أخر أمرهم حتى يحكم الله فيه.
Meaning their affair was set aside until Allah judged in their affair.
فليس فيه تعييرهم بالذنب.
So in this is not a they are not being their sin is not being mentioned.
وليس الذي ذكر مما خلفنا تخلفنا عن الغزو.
And he didn't say of the ايش ما فهم.
وليس الذي ذكر مما خلفنا يعني ليس معنى قوله خلفوا تخلفنا عن الغزو.
نعم. He said and it is not, Allah is not mentioning He is not mentioning when he is saying the ones who were kept behind, he is not mentioning our act of staying behind from the battle.
وإنما تخليفه إيانا وإرجاؤه أمرنا عمن حلف له واعتذر إليه فقبل منه.
Rather, what is being mentioned is him, Allah putting our affair aside and keeping it for later. Aside from the affair and the matter of those who made up excuses to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted from them.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه رواه البخاري ومسلم.
And this narration is agreed upon by both Bukhari and Muslim.
وفي رواية من رواية الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج في غزوة تبوك يوم الخميس وكان يحب أن يخرج يعني للغزو يوم الخميس.
And in one wording of this same narration, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went for this battle of Tabuk on the Thursday, and he used to prefer and like to go out to battle on Thursday.
وفي رواية في الحديث وكان لا يقدم من سفر إلا نهارا في الضحى فإذا قدم بدأ بالمسجد فصلى فيه ركعتين ثم جلس فيه.
And in another wording, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not used to arrive back. He did not used to arrive back into Medina from a from travel, except in the daytime between Fajr and Dhuhr, in the Duha time. So when he would come, he would first go to the Masjid and make two rak'ah there in the Masjid, and then sit down in the Masjid.
فهذا الحديث يبين أهمية التوبة.
So this narration, it shows the importance of repentance and the greatness of its status.
وأنها ترفع منزلة العبد.
And that repentance raises the level of the slave.
فبسبب صدقهم وتوبتهم رفع الله ذكرهم فأصبح فأنزل الله آيات تتلى إلى قيام الساعة في ذكر فضل هؤلاء الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
So because of their repentance and their honesty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised their remembrance and sent down verses of the Quran that are mentioning them specifically and to be recited until the day of resurrection.
وفيه أهمية الاعتراف بالذنب وعدم المكابرة.
And in this narration is a benefit of the importance of an individual acknowledging their mistake and acknowledging their sin and not being arrogant.
فمن علامات صدق التوبة الاعتراف بالخطأ.
And one of the signs of a true repentance is that an individual will admit that they have been wrong, that they were wrong.
وأهمية صدق الحديث.
And in it is the importance of honesty.
وتقديم طاعة الله ورسوله ومحبته على طاعة الأصحاب والأقارب والأحباب.
And in it is giving precedence to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم over the obedience of friends and beloved ones. نعم.
والحديث فيه فوائد كثيرة ولكن هذا هو من أهم ما ذكر في الحديث لا سيما وأن النووي رحمه الله أورده في باب التوبة.
He said there, this narration has many benefits, but this is what has been mentioned in the narration, and especially that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this narration in the chapter of repentance. We ask Allah that He grant us success to do righteous deeds and make us of the repenting slaves.
ورضي الله عن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين.
And may Allah be pleased with all of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وجمعنا بهم في الفردوس.
And may Allah put us in their company and join us all together in جنة الفردوس.
والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله فيك.
متى؟ نعم. 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 إلا لا بأس الأخذ في الرخص ولكن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أحيانا يصوم في السفر وأحيانا يفطر في السفر.
The question is, the brother is asking about a narration that was mentioned yesterday that indicated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was fasting while he was traveling. So did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم not used to break his fast while he was traveling and take the allowances given in that? So the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Sometimes he would fast while he was traveling, and other times he would not.
وكان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يصحبه الصحابة فيقول الصحابي فمن الصائم ومن المفطر ولا ينكر أحد على أحد.
And the companions, رضي الله عنهم, they would be traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they narrated that while we were in our journey, some of us would be fasting while others were not fasting, and nobody would blame anyone else.
وجاء حمزة بن عمرو الأسلمي رضي الله عنه إلى رسول الله وقال إني رجل أسرد الصوم أفأصوم في السفر؟ قال صوم إن شئت وأفطر إن شئت.
هذا حمزة من؟
ابن عمرو الأسلمي.
ابن عمرو الأسلمي.
نعم.
And Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked him, And he was somebody who, when he would travel, he would fast all of the days that he had to fast, one right after the other, and he wouldn't break his fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked him about fasting and traveling, and he said, if you want to fast, fast, and if you don't want to fast, and if you do not wish to, if you wish to break your fast, then break your fast.
لكن إذا كان السفر يؤثر على صاحبه في أداء الحقوق والواجبات فحينئذ الفطر أولى له.
But if the individual in their travel, fasting will affect them and harm them, and it will be difficult for them to fulfill the rights and the obligations that they are to fill, then it is better for this person to break their fast.
فقد كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر مع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was with the companions in a journey.
فوجد رجلا ملقى على الأرض يتظلل ويعني مجتمع حوله الصحابة فقال ما باله قالوا صائم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, while he was on his journey, he saw one of the companions, one of the men, laying on his back, and he was knocked out, and the companions were fanning him and shading him. So he said, what is wrong with him? And he was told that he was fasting.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس من البر الصيام في السفر.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is not from birr, from obedience, that a person fasts in while they are traveling.
تأثير الصوم عليه ويعني مشقته عليه.
That is because of the effects that fasting had on this individual and the harm that it caused him.
وهكذا إذا كان يؤدي السفر إلى مشقة عليه وتعب فالأفضل أن يصوم.
And the difficulty it caused. So this is the way that if a person is traveling and there is a hardship in their fasting while they are traveling, then they can break their fast.
وإذا أدى إلى هلاكه أو تسبب بهلاكه يحرم عليه حينئذ الصوم.
And if fasting will be a cause of an individual dying or being damaged, then this is a case where it is obligatory upon an individual. It is prohibited for an individual to fast in this.
أما إذا كان يقوى على الصوم ولا يؤثر عليه فله أن يصوم وله أن يفطر.
And if the individual has strength and ability to fast and it won't have an effect on them, then he has a choice to either fast or not.
قد ذكرت لك التفاصيل والأحاديث والمسألة فيها أقوال لكن ما أحد قال يعني من السلف بأنه يجب عليه الفطر لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صام في السفر وصام أبو عبد الله بن رواحة معه وصام حمزة بن عمرو أسلم وأفتاه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام بذلك فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر فلا ينكر الصائم على المفطر والمفطر على الصائم هكذا كان مجتمع الصحابة رضي الله عنه نعم الله أعلم صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين وهذا هو اللقاء الأخير في هذه الدورة في دورة جزر البهاما واليوم إن شاء الله بالمساء أسافر إلى بريطانيا فلعل هناك يكون لقاءات مع الإخوة في بريطانيا لليوم لغد وبعد غد إن شاء الله ويعلن عنها في حينها بإذن الله تعالى أسأل الله التوفيق والسداد
This is the last lecture of the conference.